On Sunday we prayed, O God, you make the minds of your faithful to be of one will. Grant that we may love what you have commanded and desire what you promise, that among the many changes of this world, our hearts may be fixed where true joys are found. The Holy Spirit calls all Christians to trust in Christ Jesus, that our salvation from sin and death and the power of the devil is given to us, not because of our works, but because of God's rich love. As we trust in Christ Jesus, we desire to do God's holy will, for his law is given out of love for our benefit. We long for our heavenly home, which is promised to those who do not reject the good news of God's grace. Jesus promised to send the Holy Spirit. He explained, and when he comes, he will convict the world concerning sin and righteousness and judgment. Concerning sin, because they do not believe in me. Concerning righteousness, because I go to the Father, and you will see me no longer. Concerning judgment, because the ruler of this world is judged. Faithful Christians are not surprised that the devil, the world, and even our own sinful flesh conspire to hide the good news of salvation for the sake of Christ. The Holy Spirit convicts us of sin, not to condemn us, but to convince us that our only hope is found in Christ Jesus. If we confess our sins, God forgives our sins and cleanses us from all unrighteousness. May our Lord grant us faith to hear the message of the Holy Spirit, to learn of God's rich love and favor. Amen.